My partner, Arnie Katz, anybody who knows him, the coolest guy in the world. I mean, Arnie, you can't get upset, Arnie upset if you set him on fire, okay? The guy is Mr. Cool. But in 1983, he had his freak out. It was early enough that almost everybody has forgotten about it since then. But I'd like to read you, this is an excerpted from a chapter called, again, Activision Gets the Fickle Finger of Katz, 1983. As I've mentioned elsewhere, even after the original EG was launched, we had a period of several months before the first imitators appeared. Even so, there were so few journalists in those days that everyone was pretty friendly with one another. The guys from video games, joystick, computer gaming world, and some of the other publications were mostly fine folk, and over the years, I worked with quite a few of them. But there was one magazine and its staff with which we were not on a cordial basis. Reese Publishing had enjoyed a pleasant success with Video Magazine. Then a publisher by the name of Richard Epps Extract jumped on the bandwagon with a copycat publication dubbed Video Review. And while imitation may indeed be the sincerest form of flattery, when electronic fun with games and computers miraculously appeared on the newsstand approximately half a year after electronic games, it didn't go over well at Reese. It was bad enough that he was stealing the idea for a game magazine. Ideas, after all, are free. But they didn't even bother to disguise their lack of imagination by parroting our title. Well, over the years, Electronic Fun remained a second-class, second-rate publication. And while we actually befriended a couple of the staff members, I especially enjoyed the work of Randy Hacker, who is today an outstanding writer of children's books, fraternization was frowned on in those days. Now, I don't know who hated Extract and his barnacle-like attachment to Reese's ideas the most, Jay Rosenfield, that publisher, or Arnie. I'm sure it was the similarity of names, I mean, Electronic Fun. And it was, in fact, that very singularity that led Arnie to rise in the middle of a CES Activision Awards dinner and shoot the finger at one of the most powerful people in the business. Now, Arnie flipping the bird to a big exec at a CES dinner is a pretty good story on its own legs. But if you know Arnie, it becomes hysterical. I mean, Arnie was absolutely the coolest cat I have ever known when it comes to keeping his calm in a tense or potentially hostile situation. Me? I was more like a gas can that had been sitting in an enclosed, airless space for several months. Even think about lighting a match and I was apt to explode. Of course, those were my younger days, and I have come a long way since then in terms of both age and maturity, at least age. But I don't think I ever got into any public unpleasantness at an industry event, unless you count the night in California when I was flown in with a bunch of other journalists for a press event and arrived so completely smashed that I wound up departing in a limo which somehow accumulated a pair of larcenous hookers by the time I got to my hotel. I suspect I was never quite comfortable enough in a business setting to actually initiate a major disruption. Arnie always insisted I wear a tie and jacket to CES and E3, and we'd argue about it every show, and eventually I'd go shopping and find something offbeat enough to satisfy me, sufficiently acceptable to placate Arnie, who of course always wore the suit as per his training in trade journalism.